Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 11, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Buckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. It's the weekend. It's post Breeders' Cup. The buzz has subsided, I guess. There was, an exciting weekend, I guess we could say. What do you think?
It was. You know, I think as the track conditions got better on Saturday, the racing was a little bit more in line from what it was on Friday after they had gotten all the rain the previous 2 days. But you know, it's an exhausting.
Yeah, it was a long day.
It's an exhausting 2 days, and you know, I'll have a lot more commentary about it as we kind of talk about the review of last week and just some of my thoughts about it all. But exciting day. Didn't cash as many tickets as I wanted to, as I said, I'll get into it more. But certainly I felt it was some misplays on my part, as I expressed to you when I talked to you on Sunday.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll talk about that. Get through this and say that make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you will find the links all the way to listen to us. We have all the bases covered. Just click a link. Join our Facebook group. The link is there as well. We've got people out there posting stuff and may play some videos and other things that are posted there as well. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, all you have to ask is, Echo, please play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to hear the latest episode. And be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late-day changes or maybe some of the other picks he finds. So we're about close to 23,000 downloads since the podcast started, over 700 downloads of both the episodes. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We'll review the agenda here. I just want to mention also we did start our donation page last week. If you visit patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing, the link will be in the show notes. Be sure you take a look at that, and we'd love for you to donate and help us offset some of the costs here and other things. And of course, you'll review last week with the Breeders' Cup, and you have a horse nugget segment on how to play off the charts selections. It'll be interesting to hear about that. This week, you found some graded stakes races at Gulfstream Park West. There'll be 5 total stakes races you'll talk about today. And with that, let's start with last week.
Yeah, so let's talk about Breeders' Cup a little bit, Dave. There were 14 Breeders' Cup races, and we had 2 top pick winners. We had 4 top 2 pick winners, and we had 1 top 3 pick winner. So in 7 of the 14 Breeders' Cup races, you could find the winner in our top 3 picks.
Yep.
Which was a pretty nice performance by any standard. And you know, certainly I track other handicappers and I know, you know, kind of what their selections have been and try to compare how we're doing against them. And we had a pretty nice 2 days, both Friday and Saturday. But what was disheartening, Dave, is that we had 4 top picks run second, and they were all in a row.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
If we could have flipped some of those top picks into winners, Dave, that could have been pick 3s, pick 4s, and you know, the top picks that ran second were not the favorites. So a lot of it, you know, is what could have been. As I was texting with one of my buddies about the Breeders' Cup on Saturday night, for me, as long as my horses perform, as long as they're right there, as long as they're competitive in all the races, no matter what track I'm handicapping or what stakes races, as long as the horses I'm picking are competing, then I know that I did a good job as a handicapper.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of luck.
Sure.
To push some of those things across the finish line, and that just kind of comes with being a guy that makes selections on horse races. So, Dave, we had 6 top 2 pick winners, which just uncannily relates right back to about 44% of top 2 pick winners over the course of the two Breeders' Cup days, and indeed 44% seems to continue on to be our our record as it relates to the stakes races that I've handicapped. So 326 stakes races, 144 top two pick winners. So 44% of the time you can find the winner of these stakes races in my top two picks. And and as I said, Dave, you know, what was a pretty decent day could have been, you know, really spectacular on Saturday had we been able to flip some of those top picks that ran second into winners. So
sure. All right. And then that kind of leads us into the horse nugget segment about how to play off the charts selections. Like you said, we had a little bit of a challenge, and you had some views of what you thought we should have done and what we'll be looking for the future here.
Yeah. So I've been thinking about this, Dave. I received an email from one of our listeners named Russ, who you know, just curiously asked me how I play the selections that I give out on the podcast. And so I will, you know, I play the picks I give out in pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives, right, as I've said many times. But I don't only just play the horses that I give out on the podcast. In races that I think I need to go four, maybe five deep with selections, I will identify some more horses to add onto my ticket. Also, when I like a horse a lot and I decide to single it, I'll make that horse a single, even though I have made other picks on the podcast for the race. Because my, you know, our method here is to give, you know, three selections in every race. So, so how I use the selections is I use them in pick threes, pick fours, pick fives. And if, you know, the listeners listen carefully, I don't want to be in the business of giving out best bets or anything like that. I don't want to do that. But if the listeners listen carefully to what I'm saying, they'll know the horses that I've decided that I'm probably going to single or ones that they might want to single. Mm-hmm. So I give a nice push on those horses, so that the players can play accordingly. The thing the listeners should know, Dave, is I don't handicap horses to run second or third. So I am not handicapping these races to in an exacta or trifecta or even superfecta oriented way. What I'm doing is I'm giving out on these podcasts three horses that I think can win the race. So that's much different. That's different handicapping. And so if you're going to, you know, if you like to play exactas and trifectas and superfectas, then, you know, you need to adapt your style of handicapping to that. As I've been saying all along, and, you know, I typed this out in the notes, handicap the race yourself, right, and then take what you're hearing from me and incorporate it into your strategy, right? If you are an exacta player, well, you know, we had four top picks that ran second on Breeders' Cup Saturday. If you played exactas, then you should take some of those horses that you've handicapped that you like, along with the selection that I made as a top pick, and work those into your exactas. You would have made money that day. You know, I tweet out all of our success because our listeners play our information and use our information in all kinds of ways.
Right.
Some of them play it across the board. Some of our listeners play it in doubles. Some of it play it in exactas and trifectas. So I tweet out all our success. Right. It's not the way that I play the selections. And anyone that's just taking our selections over the course of these stakes races and you know, I appreciate it if they're just playing them blindly. You know, that's awesome that they have that much respect for what I'm saying, but it's never been the intent of this podcast. There's a million places you can go to get picks. What I'm trying to do is not only make selections, but give information out as to why I've made those selections, and also to teach the listeners how to become better handicappers themselves. Nothing makes me happier than when, you know, someone tweets me or even, you know, the folks that know me well text me and say, hey, I had that exacta. I liked this horse and I put it with your horse and I hit the exact. Like, that makes me happy because it, and in fact, our buddy Tim, you know, he hit a horse that we did not make as a selection on Breeders' Cup Saturday, but it kept him, you know, he had he had the horses I gave, and then he added a couple of his own,
right.
And it kept him alive in the pick four and the pick five. That's really the concept here. The concept is to help the listeners become better handicappers. So, sure. You know, one of the things that I wanted to also mention is, you know, don't be short-sighted, play the long game. You know, as I continue to say, have a strategy, know your strengths, play to those strengths, take the information you're hearing from me, incorporate it into a plan, and then stay with that plan. And so I just wanted to talk about just kind of how I play the selections, how others play the selections, and what the real intent is of this podcast, which is to not only give out selections, but to educate and to try to help the players get better. Yeah. That's always been my concept, Dave, since we started, as you know.
Yeah. I mean, that can't be better advice than that. Just play what you feel is right. And learn as you go here, as you make the picks and you decide what's best for you as far as your angles. I agree that 100%. Yeah, I play exact as once in a while, and I agree. Exact is a little easier of a bet sometimes. But if you pick the horse that you think is your best, and then you incorporate some of what Steve's picks, it makes total sense.
Dave, the big eye opener for me, and when this game started to change for me, was when I started to identify what I was really good at in this sport versus what I wasn't so good at.
Right.
And I'm in it for the long game. I know from records that I am successful betting pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives.
Right.
So I continue to do that. And if I have a losing Saturday doing that, it's okay, because I know eventually I will cash and I will be profitable by the end of the year. And that's really all I want to do.
Right.
So, you know, it's a grind. You know, I think I hit 7 or 8% of my pick three, pick four, and pick five bets that I make as I track them. But that 7 or 8%
right.
You know, pays off nicely at the end of the year. So, yeah. So anyways, Dave, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I appreciated the email from Russ,
and Russ.
I hope that I've explained myself well enough to help the listeners out. The idea is for the listener to become a better handicapper and to take what I'm talking about and incorporate that into their method, their style.
Yep. Oh yeah, absolutely. No, great advice. And like you said, this isn't a podcast for just you to throw out some picks and someone picks them. I mean,
well, no, I would just turn it into an 800 number, and you know, you
here are my picks
card, and then I would give you picks.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like them, you would not buy them again. I mean, there's a million sites that do that. That's never been what I've been trying to do here.
That's not what we're here for.
No. Nope.
So, all right. That's enough of that. Like you said, let's move on to the handicapping of this week. You took a look at Gulfstream Park West. There were some stakes races running this week there. What kind of bit of slim pickings, I guess, are those far stakes races you said this week?
And in fact, Dave, these are not graded stakes races. These are just
stakes, right? So I said.
These are just stakes races.
Yeah, no grades, just stakes.
Yep.
So let's start off with the first race. You got the races 1 through 4, and then you have the 9th race. And 1 through 4 would be a pick 3, as it looks like it, right? Is there a bet 3 there? It says bet 3. I guess they call it bet 3 out.
Yep, that's a pick 3, and if you want to handicap the last leg, you could turn this into a pick 5. Yeah,
there's a pick 5 start in this race. So anyway,
right.
This is the first race. It's a mile and a 16th. It's on the turf in Florida. It's the Millions Turf Preview, $75,000. It's Florida bred only, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yep, my top selection, Dave, and I'm going to go through these a little quickly since we spent so much time on how to make the plays. But my top selection in this race is going to be the 3-horse. The 3-horse is Salute the Colonel. Joe Orsino is the trainer. Edgar Zaya is the jockey. I like this horse second off the layoff. It's a 4-year-old, so certainly still young enough to show improvement on the turf, but I especially like the second off the layoff angle here, Dave. So I'll make the 3-horse Salute the Colonel my top pick in this first race at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday. My second selection is going to be the 2-horse Class and Cash. Jane Sabelli trains Nick Juarez, the jockey, 9 to 5 in the morning line. couple things of note here. This horse has raced really well at Gulfstream Park West, 3 starts and 2 wins, and certainly a great turf record, Dave. 26 lifetime starts on the turf and 13 wins, so half the time this horse has won its races on the turf. Got a good jockey who I like, Nick Juarez, up on this one. So 9-5 is a little too rich for me to make it as our top pick, but we are going to make the 2-horse class in cash our second selection. And then we're going to take a little price play here, Dave. We're going to make the 7-horse Swagger Jagger. Michael Maker is training there at Gulfstream Park West. He has some horses down there, so he's the trainer. Esmil Aramillo is the jockey. 12 to 1 the morning line, Dave.
Yeah, hey, nice.
4 lifetime starts at Gulfstream Park West, 3 wins and a second. Not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
Got that nice workout on October 13th and then showed speed the last time out and just came up short. Like Jaramillo on speed horses, this pretty short field. This horse might get out there and try to take this field wire to wire. So let's make the 7-horse at 12 to 1, Dave. Swagger Jagger, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park West's first race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 3, 2, and 7.
All right, move to the second race. Second race is 6 furlongs. It's the Million Sprint Preview, $75,000, Florida bred, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, my top pick in this race is going to be the 7-horse, Dave. The 7-horse is Coyote. Sally Mitchell Hill is the trainer. Edgar Zayas is the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. We get 3rd off the layoff. We get 2 for 2 at Gulfstream Park West. We got a bullet workout in the holster. We got a trainer who is looks like she's just getting started off in her career. She's at 25%, 12 starts and 3 wins. Pretty small sample size. But we do get 3rd off the layoff, and we get a nice cozy outside post position. Let's make the 7-horse Coyote our top selection in the second race at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is Croy. Armando De La Cerda is the trainer. Paco Lopez is 5-2 in the. This horse is 5-2 on the morning line. Nice turf record: 11 starts, 4 wins, 2 seconds, and a 3rd. Has produced a triple-digit buyer speed figure out at Santa Anita. Last year, 2017, it looks like this horse is training pretty well for this thing. Nice turf to dirt record for De La Cerda, 26% when he takes his horses turf to dirt. So let's make the 4-horse Dave Croy our second selection in the second race at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday. And then our 3rd and final selection, Dave, let's make the 2-horse My Lenny Boy. Gerald Bennett's the trainer. Sammy Camacho's the jockey, 6-1 on the morning line. I've got this horse with a sub 12-second eighth of a mile there on June 7th at Delaware, which is a pretty nice move. So this horse has speed, could be the horse that's on the front end. And, you know, once they get on the front end, Dave, they could get brave and go wire to wire. So let's make the 2-horse My Boy Lenny. Our 3rd and final selection in the second race at Gulfstream Park West. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park West, race 2 on Saturday. Our selections are 7-4-2.
All right, going to the third race. Third race, Gulfstream Park West. It's 7.5 furlongs on the turf. It's the Millions Philly and Mayor Turf Preview, $75,000. Florida bred fillies and mayors, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
My top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse Picara. Pletcher trains. Edgar Zayas the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse is 3rd off a layoff. Zayas won with this thing last time out. Pletcher's 23% when his horses have won the last time out. And when he and Zayas get teamed up together, they're 21%. This looks like, you know, the right horse for the right situation. It looks like this horse just moved into Pletcher's barn after being trained by Francisco D'Angelo. So I'm sure the feed is better in Pletcher's barn. So gonna make the 4-horse Picara our top selection in this third race at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 8-horse. The 8-horse is Warranty. We get Michael Maker again. We get Taking Paco Lopez as the jockey, 6-1 the morning line. So we get Maker, Lopez, third off a layoff. Makes a lot of sense here to make this horse our second selection. So let's make 8 Warranty our second selection in this third race at Gulfstream on Saturday. Our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the two horses, Southern Sis. Mark Cassie trains. Leo Panucci is the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. Second off a layoff. Panucci was on this thing the last time. Cassie, really, solid turf trainer, lightly raced horse. Nice Tomlinson on the turf, Dave, a 359. Yeah. So let's make Southern Sis at 10-1, our third and final selection here at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park West, race 3 on Saturday. Our selections are going to be 4, 8, and 2.
All right, move to the fourth race. Fourth race is a mile and a 16th. It's the Millions Classic Preview, $75,000 in the purse. Florida bred, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yep. So let's make the 3-horse Dave DeLand our top selection. V Barbosa Jr. is the trainer. Esmail Jaramillo is the jockey. 9-5 in the morning line. This horse is going to show early speed, Dave, with a very good early speed jockey. So though the price, morning line is 9-5. This horse is not even the morning line favorite. That horse will be one of our selections here as we go forward in this race. But I think this horse fits well. 22 lifetime starts, 12 wins. Nice record. Certainly, Jaramillo's won the last two times with this horse. Looks like this horse came from overseas and hasn't been in the States very long. So, but let's make this the 3-horse DeLand our top selection in this fourth race at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, let's make the 4-horse Weezer our second selection. Stanley Gold, really good trainer. Trains Edgar Zai as the jockey, 15-1 morning line, Dave. Yeah. Lightly raced 3-year-old colt. So we get a nice 3-year-old. He has every right to improve. Made a really nice middle move based on the fractions the last time. I would expect big improvement here. And at 15-1, I would not want to not have this horse in my pick 3s, pick 4s, or pick 5. So let's make the 4-horse Weezer our second selection in this fourth race at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday. And then let's go to the 1-horse, Dave, Mr. Jordan, Ed Pleases, the trainer, Paco Lopez, the jockey, 6-5 in the morning line. This horse is going to be the favorite in the race, though. Looks like some of this horse's better races were last year, Dave, threw some triple digit buyer speed figures in there, but this year has been racing in the upper 80s, mid to low 90s from a buyer speed figure standpoint. Gets stuck on the rail. Sometimes that's not always the best position to be in. Is making a jockey change to Paco. This horse is 4-4 at Gulfstream Park West. Yeah. So we're going to make Mr. Jordan our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, Gulfstream Park's fourth race on Saturday, our selections are going to be the 3, the 4, and the 1.
And then also tough. It's a very short field, only 5 horses. So hope not that there be a scratch.
No.
We'll slide all the way down the card to the 9th race here. And you got to get all the way down that page. You got to flip your paper you printed, right?
I'm not printed today, Dave. Went back to the iPad, baby. Yeah,
you got to go back to technology. Come on, baby.
Yep.
All right. So we're down to the 9th race here. 9th race is Gulfstream Park West. It's 7 furlongs. It's the Millions Distaff, $75,000 purse. Looks like we're pretty consistent with purses here today in this card. And they're all Florida bred fillies, mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So the listeners are probably saying, man, he skipped a lot of stakes races in between the 4th race and the 9th race. Yes, I did. And take a look at what they're the age of the horses that are racing. Mm-hmm. I am not messing with 2-year-olds at Gulfstream Park West.
After last week's Breeders' Cup, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going right to the 3-year-olds and up. So I did 5 races, and this was the next stakes race for older horses. So top selection in this 9th race, Dave, at Gulfstream Park West is going to be the 7-horse Weekend Mischief. Stanley Gold again trains. Esmael Jaramillo is the jockey, 6-1 the morning line. Stanley Gold is 24% when he takes his horses turf to dirt. This is an Into Mischief horse. I think you know I like this breeding.
Yep.
This is a good jockey change in my opinion. And Gold and Jaramillo, when they team up together, they're 20%. So I'm going to make the 7-horse Dave Weekend Mischief my top selection in this 9th race at Gulfstream Park West on Saturday.
Okay.
My second selection in this race is going to be the 6-horse Dave Harrisall. Terry Pompey trains Miguel Vasquez, my sister's favorite jockey at Gulfstream Park West, is the jockey. This horse is 7-2 in the morning line. This horse is only had Vasquez as the jockey and has won 3 out of 4 of her lifetime starts. So I will be putting good old M.A. Vasquez in my selections here as our second selection. So let's make the 6, Dave Harrisall, our second selection in this Gulfstream Park West 9th race. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 9-horse Shanghai Starlet. We get Todd Pletcher training. We get Edgar Zai as the jockey. We get 9-2 in the morning line. This horse is out of Shanghai Bobby, which is a pretty nice sire. Get Pletcher off this kind of layoff where he's pretty effective, 22% when he comes off this kind of layoff. Looks like he's been training forwardly for this race. Nice lifetime record, pretty lightly raced, 7 starts, 3 wins, a 2nd and a 3rd. Definitely would want to put Pletcher in my picks here. So let's make the 9-horse, Dave, Shanghai Starlet, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park West, race 9 on Saturday, our selections are going to be 7, 6, and 9.
All right. And, of course, your sister did very well last week at Gulfstream Park West, and now you get to do you guys compare notes this week.
It's going to be fun.
You guys are going to have a ball with that because
we are.
She had a great week last week.
Very good handicapper.
She is very good.
She got it in her DNA, that's for sure.
The blood's in the family here. So
exactly.
All right. So with that, let's wrap this up. Be sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. You know how to get to us. Click the links, and you'll find anything you want to know about us here. Twitter, make sure you're following us, Off the Charts HR. Any podcast updates, any race day changes, other picks are out there as well. And if you have any questions, and Russ sent us an email last week, we hope you send one to us as well, to questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. We will answer your question. With that, are there any closing comments before you wrap this up?
No, Dave, I'm looking forward to see how these picks stack up at Gulfstream Park West tomorrow.
And I will see you at the trackside tomorrow.
You will.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.